Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. So the Burger King across the street shut down, and this secret government facility dedicated to monitoring it was abandoned without me noticing. Have I been alone here for months? Maybe I do need to cultivate more of an interest in all the blurry, ill-defined figures surrounding me. Speaking of connecting with other people, yawn. Hello from the Magic Tavern has two live shows coming up in early 2024. The first is in Chicago on Thursday, January 11th at 8 p.m. at Talia Hall. The second is at the San Francisco Sketchfest on Saturday, February 3rd at 3 p.m. at the Brava Theater with special guest Ron Funches. Tickets on sale now for both shows, and you can find links in the show notes. Now, sit back and enjoy the show.
From the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon, and also the greatest lawyer in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago that I've just found out maybe doesn't exist anymore into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal. I thought from that Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. And, oh, yeah, Eggy Baby.
Oh, just, hey, yeah.
Let me just set down Eggy Baby's cup here. Lift him into the cup and set him down.
Oh, I haven't seen Eggy Baby in a little bit. It's almost like a horse situation where we just sort of lost him again.
Careful, Arnie, careful. Yep. Eggy Baby is safe and sound. I've actually put some padding on Eggy Baby. I've drawn sort of a menacing face on him.
Yeah.
Just so at the Wizard Choice Awards, he kind of looks a little intimidating. But I did put some quilted padding around him just so he doesn't crack or break.
Yeah, that's so thoughtful, Chunt.
Yeah, and I combed his hair, and what else?
What hair?
Well, his hair. Arnie, I taped some hay to the top of his shell.
Mm.
Just so he blends in, you know. This will be his first, like, big gathering.
Yeah.
And I don't want him to be self-conscious or, like...
Sure.
You know how, like, all the world is, like, a creature, and you're an egg, and it just feels weird sometimes?
Sure. You know, actually, when I think about it, I do feel that way sometimes.
Are we sure that's an egg?
What?
Are we sure that's an egg? It's been an egg for like 4 years or something.
It has been an egg for a long time. But
no,
don't
Arnie,
be confused.
This is good.
Chunt just has taped a bunch of shit to this egg. It's still an egg.
All right.
Well, taping hay to the top of its shell is not a bunch of shit, Arnie. Come
well,
on.
Well, look. Have you found any hay anywhere in all of Foon that doesn't have at least some shit on it?
No, you're right. I see it now. Okay. Well, let me take this hay off. Never mind.
But look, we all have at least a little shit in our hair. Am I right?
Absolutely. And speaking of, you, sir, congratulations again on winning, I think it was most bird shit and most times saying...
Well, that's an honor to win all of these awards, and I couldn't be more honored. And I couldn't be more covered in bird shit.
Yeah. Oh, and Usador, can you go ahead and give the award for Aegeus Baby, just so he feels like he's part of it?
Oh, sure, yeah. And I wanted to announce... I wanted to announce the award tonight for Eggiest Baby.
What the fuck?
The nominees are... Arnie.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, I didn't prepare a speech.
The giraffe with the legs that are a canoe or a boat or something? Trombo,
something
that's
like
him.
I think it's Trombo, yeah.
And then, of course, Eggy Baby.
Oh, wow. How unexpected.
And the winner is...
Not Arnie.
Let me open this envelope here.
I didn't prepare a speech, but... I'm probably not going to win, but oh, but I might. I could. Suddenly, I think I might have this.
The winner is...
Come on.
Eggy Baby.
Wow. Dee-dee-dee-doo. Oh, buddy, I'm so proud of you. Your first award. Okay, guys, don't laugh. I made them little arms. Okay, let's put this in your little hand here. All right.
That's so cute.
Thank you.
Well, this is an honor to be nominated, I guess.
Arnie, you're crying.
I'm just sorry. Quietly devastated.
Did you really think you're going to win Aegis, baby? What are you doing? You're ruining this for him.
That's the thing. You sort of said my name first, and so I suddenly started wondering if it's like a seated thing where, like, maybe the first is the most likely to win.
Yeah, you started to get out of your seat.
I know.
That's insane.
I think I read this wrong. It says La La Land.
Well, then we were all fucking robbed.
As far as I'm concerned, Eggy Baby is the eggiest baby of all the egg babies I know.
Thank you. I'll make you a trophy at home, buddy.
Can we get some drinks?
I can just conjure a trophy.
Well, that's what I wanted you to do in the first place and have him win, but it doesn't matter. It's fine. Well, I'll grab some drinks. Arnie, what do you want, big guy?
No, I was wondering, should we maybe have Blemish?
Blemish.
Blemish.
Yes. Blemish returns.
First of all, how are you feeling?
How does anyone really ever feel when they work all day long? I guess I feel fine, though.
But you haven't hurt at all. You're healthy and you're well, yes?
Would you like to look under my robes and find out?
No.
Yes,
no,
could
no,
we
no.
look? Could everyone take a look?
Fine, a quick peek.
Let me get this off.
This can't be good.
Anything? Does anyone see anything on me?
Just a cat dick.
Anything else?
A healthy cat dick.
Excellent. Then I'll leave this off. What will we have to drink?
I'll have an ostrich stamper.
Yes, and I'll have a buttered cauldron with 10% milk.
Arnie?
I'll have a red potion.
No. Get him a beer.
I'll have a beer.
Coming right up.
Thank you, Blemish.
Thank you, Blemmy.
Guys, I think things are going really well with Blemish. Our whole plan to have all those Dark Lord memories sucked out of his brain seems to have worked. He seems to be completely not Dark Lorded anymore.
Yeah, yes, but we still can't kill him.
Isidore.
What?
Why do you always have to frame things as we can't kill somebody? Yeah, it's going well, but we still can't kill him.
Right. The easiest thing you would think would be to kill him and kill the Dark Lord. But if we killed him, then the Dark Lord's soul is free and would jump into a new body. So we have to keep him alive. So I've cast some wards and protections around him to make sure that he doesn't get hurt, doesn't slip and fall onto a butter knife or something.
But you have to admit, Isidore, that it is on your brain. The other day I introduced you to my friend Willen. When you shook his hand, you said, "Nice to not want to kill you." So,
Yeah.
There's something there.
Yeah.
Chunt, you have a good point. And I'd love to kill you, but we have to go forward with the plans that we have in motion. We have to keep preparing for the Wizard's Choice Award. It's only a week away at this point.
Yeah.
And we have to make sure that everything's ready. And as much as I'd love to kill everyone at this table, it just isn't. It isn't in the cards right now.
Three beers for everyone. I was sick of trying to remember everyone's order. Three beers it is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Okay, thank you.
You know, same old Blemish. Same terrible service.
I think he is himself again, though, which is heartening. Perhaps if we suppress this Dark Lord forever until I find a way to remove him and dispose of him permanently and...
You know, I was just back behind the bar, and I realized that I had dropped a fork into the deep recesses of the incinerator, and I reached in for it without realizing that the incinerator was on, and I grabbed the fork. It was molten, and I was fine. Look at me. Look at this hand.
Huh. Yes, you should.
Brag.
You shouldn't do that, though. You just got lucky that time. I think you just got lucky. And why are you breathing on my neck?
It's just good to be just using some of your warmth again.
What were you writing down if you forgot all our orders? You wrote down something while you were taking our orders.
Yes, I... Look, I wrote dick, 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 dick over and over
again. Come on, man.
I've been filling every order book.
You pressed so hard with that quill. It's like you ripped the shit out of that paper.
Yeah, I feel only one page. I go through all the pages with one strong write.
I blame myself for only teaching you to write and not to read. Because if you could also read, you could just write it once.
Yeah.
And then read it over and over again.
The good thing is, one day that's how books will be made.
Yeah. Mm.
Pressing down real hard on one quill on a big pad of paper.
Mm. I've been trying to sell these. Not a lot of takers.
Blemish, I'm just so happy that we finally let you out of the basement where we've had you trapped for years and years.
Yeah, yeah, same, same here.
Guys, we're doing good. We're so good. We are good people.
Arnie, Spintax does good. We're doing well. Speaking of doing well, I think we did a really well job of sort of gathering a security team for the Wizard Choice Awards. Arnie, they're on standby whenever we want to call them in.
Let's bring them in. I think let's have a little meeting to prep for the Wizard's Choice Awards, which is, I know, Usador, you said we can never be sure exactly when it's going to happen, but it seems like it's going to happen very, very soon.
Well, my senses tell me that it's going to be happening within the next 6 to 8 days.
Okay.
I'd put it somewhere right in that range.
Oh, here comes Momo. Sprinting over so fast. I forgot, Momo's still big, human-sized. Hey, Momo, careful, slow down.
I'm huge! My life is so different. It's so much better.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh. I was so invisible before. You know that I was in most of your episodes. You guys just weren't listening and didn't see me. Can't not see me now. Momo's gigantic.
Stop jumping in front of all of us all
Let's
the time.
Let's wrestle. Let's wrestle, Arnie. Punch.
Momo, can I get you a drink from the bar? Maybe a thimbleful of dew?
That's what the old Momo would order. I want, a whole bucket of blood, I think.
With absolute pleasure.
Speaking of buckets of blood, Krom is over there in that trough.
Yep. Oh, just rinsing my face off in this blood. Hey, everyone. The giant mouse and I make a pretty great team, huh?
I think so. I think you're already the perfect security team. Now the Wizard's Choice Awards could happen at any second. It seems like they're coalescing sometime shortly in the future, but I need you to be prepared. Have we established a venue yet? A venue will probably just appear, but we should have a plan for, how to go on rounds, protect the people coming in and out, prepare for the blood rain. We should. There'll definitely be people trying to attack us and kill us when there's so many wizards in one place.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is that part of the show or just something that happens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Momo and I have been going around Nimble Bottom scouting locations. Depending on the size of the crowd, if it's like a small crowd, there's a really nice barn we saw.
Tasteful.
It's tasteful.
Rustic.
There's a nice big tree where you can get photos done.
Okay.
It's lovely. And if anyone's getting married, I also think it would work for that.
Oh, that's nice. That's good to know for the future.
I feel like all the scouting you two have done is why I've been hearing so many rumors this week that people think you two are getting married.
Us?
Yeah, we're hearing a lot of, people are saying Chromo. Some people are saying Mom. I think Chromo sounds a little bit better.
I don't.
I can see where the confusion is. She's a giant mouse, not a bear. So I think that you can, but there's a lot of similarities. You wouldn't know, but a mouse blown up to human size is quite bear-like.
Sure. I'm thinking back to when we've been touring all these places and we keep saying things like, oh my gosh, your mom would love this.
I know, and she would. She definitely would. She loves a good venue. She's always been the party planner in the family. Yeah.
We haven't really talked much about your mom, except for the fact that I think she's dead, right?
I hope not.
Oops, sorry, never mind.
True, I haven't called her in a couple weeks, but I think she's okay.
Anyways, boss, you're going to be fine. Momo's been picking fights with people all over town. I'm getting stronger. I feel like I'm on edge constantly. I'm not sleeping more than 2 minutes a night. I'm ready to protect you against anything.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to run through some scenarios that might come up at the Wizard's Choice Awards. Stop drinking that blood.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery Show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today. Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Oh, I just heard somebody over at the bar saying, "Crom and Momo sitting in a tree. Oh my God, the tree's fallen. It crashed on down." Because you're both so big.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, that happens to me every time I climb a tree. Tree gets ruined.
Do you want me to go say something just to kind of, you know, stamp out these rumors?
No, better not. All press is good press.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Oh, wait.
I don't mind it either.
Momo, I see you have a trapper keeper here. Let me see what it says on the trap.
Don't try now!
Momo the Fingarian.
Who wrote this?
It looks like your handwriting.
Show yourself. Doesn't matter. Crumples it up. Throws it into the sky. What are we talking about? Whoa, what are we
that's
doing?
That's a whole roof. That's a whole roof.
It's still going.
How did it do that?
Momo's very strong.
If you are interested in being a Fingarian, Momo, lots of people are relocating there, finding that taxes much cheaper. They can work remotely. It's a great place to relocate.
That's so funny. Oh,
Momo's playing with her fur a lot.
Didn't seem funny.
Yeah.
Your paw tickles my shoulder.
Your paw tickles. What were we talking about?
Security. We have to talk about security. It's very important that you be ready at a moment's notice, constantly. Have your cockles raised and be aware of what's happening around you. Now, here's a scenario. Imagine.
Should our cockles be raised already?
Not you.
My cockles are almost always raised.
A blemish? I'm a little peckish. Could you bring us some mozzarella wands?
Oh, terrible choice of words, Isidore.
What?
Cockles and peckish? If someone's saying their cockles are always raised, don't say I'm a little peckish.
Yes. A little peckish. We need some mozzarella wands.
Ooh, actually, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I don't mind if I do.
Can I get in on that?
Yes, enough mozzarella wands for the entire table, plus some grilled aubergine for everyone.
I'll be back in weeks.
Weeks? Now, imagine a scenario where Spintax the Green has just won an award and he's accepting it on the stage. But suddenly, Dr. Cold appears out of nowhere, teleporting in to the middle of the room, freezing everyone in his path. What do you do?
Usador was robbed! Spintax the Green should not have won that award! Boo!
Very good, very good. That's exactly correct.
Is the problem that Spintax's speech is going on too long?
Yes, that was the trick question. I don't care if people get frozen. They can unfreeze themselves. They're wizards.
Oh, right. Okay. I would go up and punch whatever wizard's talking too long, and then I would punch the cold guy for good measure.
Oh, nice. Good answer, I was thinking maybe trapdoor under the stage, drop the wizard through when he's talking too long.
Well, the problem
so funny.
Is that wasn't funny.
It wasn't really a joke.
The problem with that is, Crom, if you put trapdoors under wizards, they just float there, and then they laugh at you.
Okay. I see. Maybe we could put the trapdoor above the wizard.
Now you're thinking.
They float up into it.
Exactly. I would recommend having one under and one below. Open the one below, they start floating, and then you open the one above.
Ah.
Perfect.
Incredible. I am out of blood.
This is going to be easier than I thought.
Lateral
thing. Give us another scenario.
Big sticks of jerky for everyone.
I'm pretty sure that's not what we ordered.
I thought we ordered mozzarella ones.
These are just sticks.
Enjoy them.
Yeah, this is wood. This is bark.
Best I could do. I'm in the weeds.
Whatever, I'm hungry.
Usador, what is the worst case scenario that could happen at these Wizarding Awards? We're not going to let that happen. What's like your biggest fear of what goes down?
Or the worst thing that ever has happened at a Wizard's Choice Awards?
Ooh. Great point, Arnie. I'm your equal now. We're the same. We're the same size, Arnie.
You really look
at me in the eye.
Well, I'd say the worst thing that has ever happened was the time that the Dark Lord appeared and revealed himself for the first time and declared that he would destroy all of Foon and make everything Ur in his image, and he just decimated hundreds of waitstaff that had been conjured out of thin air. So that was kind of a wash. And then I'd say the worst thing that could happen is...
So wait, I'm so sorry to interrupt. The Dark Lord appeared and just destroyed the waitstaff.
Just to sort of flex.
Huh?
Yikes.
That sucks.
Because it was the first thing he did. Like, suddenly a gray-skinned, 7-foot-tall being appears and kills all the waitstaff. And you're like, what the hell? Is this part of the show?
So suddenly no one's bussing tables, you know?
Right.
There's just, like, dirty plates.
Empty water glasses
up
everywhere.
Unbelievable.
Now, the worst thing that could happen is we all open our minds at the same time and create a bridge into the Netherrealm.
Oof. Can I punch my way out of that one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See? All I gotta do is be able to punch and everything's gonna be fine.
I've been teaching Momo a lot about my philosophies on punching and kicking.
Yes, of course.
And I've been teaching him all about the stuff I'm interested in, and we're going for lots of long walks and picnics as business partners, of course, obviously.
What are the things you're interested in?
Arnie, we've been friends for like 7 years.
Duh.
We just don't know since you've grown if, like, your interests have grown.
Oh, right. I got into pickleball. I know everyone's into pickleball. Yeah. You're playing with a ball, but the ball's a pickle. Now I just do stuff that people can do. Walk down the street, tip my hat at people. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, your hat.
Love your hat.
Thank you. It's huge. Because I'm huge.
I'd say your average size.
What? What'd you say to me?
I'd say your average humanoid size. I would say you're huge.
Excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom for one moment.
But that's not an insult, is it?
What I'm huge. I am huge. I'm huge.
You store.
What?
Unbelievable.
What did I do?
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm not.
You just told Momo to her face that she's only average size?
Well, I thought she would. I didn't want her to get
think
obsessed with
about how
with
that
the
sounds
size.
To a mouse that's the size of a human. Okay, think about how that sounds.
I guess you're right.
I think there was an explosion sound in the bathroom.
I'm back, and I am huge, no matter what you say, Usador.
Well, I was mistaken. You see, I was looking through the bottom of this glass. And I thought you were just average size, but now I see that you're huge.
Common mistake. Sorry about the bathroom.
I'd say you're a real size queen.
Thank you. Thanks. Sorry, blemish.
Just a second ago, a bunch of porcelain shrapnel struck me all over my naked body at high speed, and yet, look at me. Look at this body. Everyone look.
Oh, yes, some you're covered.
Up. Okay. Yeah, hey, nice job, man. Yeah.
Absolutely fine, no cuts. Well, it's so weird.
The thing is, you definitely are cut. It probably just healed real fast because I noticed and I healed you with a spell.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to check with everyone else that we're all seeing the same body and saying that it looks fine.
Crom, it's sort of like what you were just saying about Momo. I think Blemish really needs a pick-me-up right now. He's been through a lot.
What about Momo?
Nothing.
You whispered that to both of us. We're sitting next to each other. See, this is what I mean. Momo, you're so used to Momo being so small.
You two are sitting so close to each other. Yeah, Momo, where'd you get that blanket from?
For warmth. For warmth.
Yeah, that was from me. That's it's a fur blanket. I gave it to Momo. I thought she would use it to keep warm.
Is it bear skin rug?
Yes. Well, of course, yeah.
Why on the back of this blanket does it say sort of a bear?
Okay. If you want some of the blanket, just ask. You don't have to start pulling it over to your dog. Well, it's fine.
Regardless, I do want to see hands. Hands, great, thank you. Actually, Blemish, could we
I thought Jamie and Sammy were here for a second when you said hands. I got scared.
Anybody else just get the shivers?
Yeah, I did.
Blemish, why don't you, since we're just kind of trying to figure out the protocols and everything, we're just trying to bond tonight, why don't you grab us a round of shots, please?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And alcoholic shots.
Everyone talk all at once.
Something special, top shelf. It's just me. Wow, that backfired.
Whatever Chunt's having, top shelf.
Rhubarb. Oh, no, everyone heard me just say rhubarb over and over.
We can always be counted upon to do exactly not what we're asked.
I'll do one cup of blood, and I find, personally, your weird, disfigured little body to be pretty cool.
Good.
I just wrote down dick, 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 and I'll be right back with whatever the fuck I want.
Okay.
Huh, all right. Maybe let's run through some more protocols, Usador?
Arnie, do you have any scenarios that you want to run through?
Okay. So, imagine that you, there's a professor and he's made a time machine. And just when he's about to get into the time machine, the Libyans come and they're like shooting him. They shoot him. But you jump in the time machine just in time to go back in time. Yes, Chant, your hand is raised.
And this professor, you said?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what, probably 10 to 12 years older than me? Like a normal age gap?
No, this is like really old professor.
Huh.
And we're friends, you're though. And we're all teenagers.
Interesting.
Okay, well, what happens next?
Oh, buckle up, because this is great.
Wow.
Let's take a quick break and talk through this entire scenario, and we'll be right back.
We'll make like a tree and break.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres. But who was hiding a secret? From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Cat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Cat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
And so then this old guy says, it's not you, it's your kids. And then you have to go into a sequel.
Wow.
Wow.
Great. I love that.
The third scenario you said is the best scenario.
That's
what you just said, Artie.
That is exactly what I just said.
Interesting. Okay.
Did y'all appreciate how perfectly constructed my scenario was?
Everything
paid off.
Yeah.
Twin pines, and then it became the lone pines. Very impressive.
If that scenario happens, I don't really want to stop it. I'll be honest. Everyone turned out to be better off in the end anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to what Chunt said, and I went to the very top shelf, back in the back of the bar, and I got us all shots. Shots for everyone.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Oh, there's a weird smoke coming out of some
hot,
of
these. Hot. These are hot shots.
What is this exactly?
Top shelf.
All right, well. Top shelf.
All right, I guess to the best security team we were able to get on short notice.
Top shelf, bottoms up.
Ooh, that really...
Yeah, I decided not to drink this, but I still believe everything I said. I
kind of an anise-y flavor, right?
Yeah, anise-y. Yeah, yeah. Very anise-y.
Like licorice, but bad.
It's like 60% clove. Ugh.
Yeah.
Prickles the throat.
Yeah.
Prickles my tummy.
It won't quite go down. It's still kind of pooling in the back of my throat. It feels like I'm just constantly choking.
Just throw it up. Just throw it up.
No. That's bad luck. That's bad luck to throw up a
You won't be able to throw it up.
I didn't drink this.
You'll devour it. You'll all drink it down.
Usador, what the fuck?
Chill.
Oh, he's doing another scenario.
Usador.
Someone gets possessed and what do we do? Shit.
Punch him?
Punch him, I think. Yeah, I think we punch him.
I would punch you.
Finally, I'm in a body where I can amass enough power to destroy the entire world.
Okay, weird. Hmm. Anyways, Chunt, do you want to give us a scenario?
Yeah, so, okay, let's see. So, here's the thing. It's intermission at the Wizard's Choice Awards, which we all know is the biggest show of the year. Sometimes it's a concert, sometimes it's a dog catching frisbees.
Ooh.
You never know what you're going to get, right? Here's what I'm going to say.
I should choke you to death, you little animal.
Whoa, hey.
Cut that out.
Your eyes are completely red. What is going on?
Mouse is huge. How's it holding my arm back?
Oh, he's way stronger than he was before. It kind of hurts.
And usually you said are so much better at remembering names, just calling you this mouse.
Yeah, we've been friends for like 7 years.
If I could reach you, human, I would tear your heart out and eat it now.
That voice sounds familiar.
Yes. The volcano, you remember me?
What? You said this isn't funny. This is starting to feel a little mean, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Is he doing an impression of me?
Chunt, the rules, they're the only thing allowing me to speak through.
You said what is mine now.
Oh, shit.
And I will control everything that I...
Security team, fend off Usador. Blemish, will you quickly show me where those drinks were?
Arnie, I cannot fend off Usador because he and I are all the same.
Oh, I just got chills again. What is Momo?
What is Momo doing? She sounds so terrible. Well, she sounds terrible from what I can understand.
Speak of the devil and he shall appear.
Terrifying and muffled.
Oh, Momo sounds pretty good to me. Look at my muscles.
Chunt, Blenna showed me where he got the drinks. This is going to sound crazy. Remember how we were having Mentus, the mental merchant, suck the Dark Lord's memories out of Blemish?
On this podcast?
Well, I think he served those drinks to everybody. So everybody that drank the shots is going to think they're the Dark Lord?
Oh, no. Well, luckily, it's pulled in the back of my throat. I think my trachea is broken.
Broken. Everything's broken. Soon you will too, Earthling.
Oh, no. I'm just not sure if this is Emo Chunt or the Dark Lord.
Before I destroy the entire world, I must eliminate these false Dark Lords. There can only be one.
There can only be one.
There can only be one.
I was born in darkness.
What? Well, hold on. Time out. What are you saying?
That one Dark Lord is so hard to understand.
It's hard to talk out of a mouth. It kind of...
I know, it's better. There can only be one Dark Lord.
Look. Before we all fight to the death, would we not want to see what it's like to...
Kiss?
Have the...
What? Who said that? Who said kiss?
Who's not me?
I was thinking kiss, but of course we would both be thinking the same thing.
I'm not against it.
I was about to suggest the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let's all close our eyes.
Are we going to do a four-way so all of our lips will try to meet?
Or should we do different... Or should we do different pairs of twos?
Before we begin, whatever you do, don't fall in love with me.
Well, no, you don't fall in love with me.
No, you don't fall in love with me. Forget the whole thing.
I feel like we should be doing something, but I can't stop watching this.
I'm not sure what they want me to do, except get in on this hot action.
Oh, are you also the Dark Lord?
You also the Dark Lord.
A fifth player enters the fray.
I'm just a pair of hot lips ready for action.
I'm back in.
Well, if we got five, I think we won't be able to come at it from four sides. Someone will have to come up from underneath.
I'll drop from the ceiling.
Sold.
I could transform us all into multi-faced creatures that could all kiss each other at the same time.
Interesting.
Arnie, help. John, yeah, what? Are you okay? Help. Are you coming out of it?
I don't know. I don't know what you expect me to do.
Arnie, help me out.
Momo, punch something.
Why would I punch something
that I hold so dear? Myself.
All right, is this kiss happening or not?
Yeah, let me conjure us so that we each have four faces that can all kiss at the same time. They'll be long and weird-shaped. Awesome.
And then we'll kill it. Then we'll kill each other and there can only be one.
Blemish, this is really bad. We have a bunch of people who think they're the Dark Lord, and most of them are actually really powerful in their own way, so we can't let them get out of the tavern and wreak havoc on the rest of Foon.
Well, you didn't want me on your security detail before, so I didn't get to do any of the scenarios, and now who needs Blemish to save their ass?
Oh, shit.
I feel my faces multiplying. Feels good.
You want to see a magic trick? I'm going to make your lips disappear.
It's a good thing that the Dark Lord is such a narcissist.
Ernie, use the friendship bracer. Call my name. And punch me in the stomach.
Okay.
No, oh, wait, I have to say your name. Say my name.
Chunt.
Hardy, thank you.
That's right. The friendship bracers make you throw up. Oh. You threw up the fluid. Do you feel like it's all out?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, you called my name, I flew to you, and you punched me. Do you think my name is Ching?
That's not your name?
No, maybe at one point. Anyway, thank you. Ooh. Oh, boy, that was awful.
Wizard Dark Lord, it's working. But you're making the four faces on my body all face each other so I can actually have a four-way kiss with just myself.
Yeah, everyone try kissing yourself real quick.
10 out of 10, it's awesome.
Okay, Arnie, I'm going back in. Give me a shot. Give me another shot.
No, John, do we have to stop?
Come on,
this?
I'm going to miss out.
No, this is really bad.
Ah, fine, okay.
Well, use your bracer on Usador.
Ching! Ching! Usador!
What happened? It was like a dark cloud fell over me. I felt colder than I've ever felt in my life.
Usador, you sucked up a bunch of Dark Lord juice, and you became the Dark Lord.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of Dark Lords having a slumber party. It was super weird.
Kiss, kiss, kiss. I dare you to kiss me.
Yes, four-face, eight-way kiss. Let's do it.
Chunt, do you have a pair of friendship bracers for Momo and Crom?
This is awkward. I just made them for us three. I couldn't afford any more.
Yeah, he's repeatedly given away all his money in the last several episodes. He's got nothing.
Probably takes a couple of weeks to make a new pair, I'd assume, if you go to the magical blacksmith. Well, I suppose we'll just have to put these two into some sort of frozen state or a living coffin until we can get the Dark Lord out of them.
We could try to lock him in the basement. That's where we put all our problems that we don't want to deal with.
That's a good idea.
Not cool.
We'll put them in a coffin in the basement.
In a coffin? We can't kill
them. Yeah, one big coffin.
No, you know what's going to happen if we do that.
Separate coffins.
Separate coffins.
Look, let's just put the coffins down there, and if we want to get in, they can. Is that a good compromise?
Will you keep it down? I'm trying to kiss myself. Please.
Please, have some respect.
I'd like to show you the basement over here, where there are more Dark Lords that want to kiss you.
Ooh. Oh, amazing. Cool. I love that, yeah.
But then you'll
awesome.
Have to kill them and be the only one who survives.
Amazing. Your mom would love this. That's my mom.
Wait, what? Are they turning back into themselves, sort of, Arnie?
Oh, I don't know. I always got in trouble for making out in the basement from my mom. Let's go down.
Well, just keep one foot on the floor at all times.
Okay.
I can't move. I can't get down the stairs. My foot's stuck on the floor up here.
In the basement, leave one foot on the floor. I will magically free it here.
Okay.
Magic.
There's definitely still some Crom in there.
I think
maybe the Dark Lord could negotiate going downstairs a little bit better.
Their minds are fighting back, Arnie. This is good.
Yeah, they'll work it out of their system. It's just memories. It's not really like they've got any power of the Dark Lord.
Guys, the only problem is we don't have a security team for the Wizard's Choice Awards now.
Well, I think you and Chunt can probably handle it.
And...
Eggy Baby, of course.
Thank you.
And Blemish, are you doing anything in the next 6 to 8 days?
Beefing up, getting myself strong.
Okay. Well, I think the three of you are the new security team.
Finally.
The four of us?
The four of you, sorry. It's just an egg. What's it going to do?
Come on, I know man. What he means by beefing up.
Can I read a quick email?
Sure.
This comes from the Patreon. And you can join at patreon.com/magictavern. It's very simple. From Cookie Petals, it says, "Are you thinking on doing another book club?"
Hmm.
Are you thinking on doing another book club?
Oh, Arnie, we definitely should, right? I feel like the last one was the grape grepsy. The Great
Pride and Prejudice, I believe, was the last one.
That's what I'm thinking.
The first one was the Great Gatsby.
Yes. We should do another. Arnie, what's like a third? Well, you probably haven't read a third book, but what's like another book that, you know, Earthlings love?
Frankenstein?
Ooh.
Ooh. What's that about?
It's kind of like an Automaton Constable.
My favorite play.
Well, if we don't, if the Wizard's Choice Awards doesn't happen next week, maybe we do a book club instead. Everyone read the book before next week.
Everybody just read every book and be ready for next week.
Good idea.
Yeah. Better prepared than stupid. Wait, what is this? I just ran down to the basement. There's a sign here. If the coffins are roffin, don't come a noffin.
That doesn't mean anything.
Okay. And, hey, P.S., the coffins are roffin.
Ruff, 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 ruff,
ruff. Oh, no. Role play. He likes it rough.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
They both like it rough. Oh, you, sir, that's what they mean. Roffin.
Ah,
I get it. They're roffin.
Curiously enough, I start dry rolfing when I try to make sense of the overarching storyline. I still can't get past how everyone just abandoned the government facility without telling me. How am I supposed to undermine their operations when the communication just isn't there? Weren't they planning some sort of invasion? Did that just get shelved? Like Batgirl? Let me do a quick search while I bang out these credits. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. No surprise there. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Same old, same old. Momo the human-sized mouse was played by Aaron Keefe. Crom the Fingarian was played by Mark Frederick. Blemish was played by a pile of discarded laundry in the corner of a public laundromat that has been there so long the owners don't know whether to keep waiting for someone to claim it or set it on fire. Wait, that's wrong. Blemish was played by Martin Wilson. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Dalton R., Yale McHugh, Will Gollahue, Tyler Stoughton, Igor Williams, Stuart Angerer, Liz Campos Frost, Anna Elizabeth Part, Ronan Newman Hammond. Ronan, if you're not creating a park out of clone dinosaurs, you're wasting our time. Brandon O'Neill, Ben Kreischer, Naomi Hatchman, Kat Lotve, and Carlos Silva. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Okay, search complete. Thank you, Bing. Wait. According to this, a small military strike team already went through the portal to Foon? What? I was supposed to stop that. I'll have to think more on this while trying on all the outfits everyone left behind in their lockers. Hello, Lincoln's homemade Starfleet uniform.
Ooh, look, coffins.
Okay, should we get in one or push them together, make one big coffin?
Yeah, let's... We could push them together and just see what happens.
Yeah, there's maybe more Momo and Grom in here than we're letting on, right? Or not, or no.
No, yeah, yeah, no, 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 no. This is totally the Dark Lord or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the Dark Lord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is the Dark Lord. He's making me get in this coffin next to you.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.